All right, Kelly, if I were to say this is a setting the bar story, how would you describe it?
I would describe that as what not to do, or a situation we hope you it doesn't happen to you.
All right, so honestly, Isaiah had already probably been in his own setting the bar story because he was just getting out of prison.
Okay, so we made some bad choices.
Yeah, already. But he's already paid for his choices, and he's on the straight and narrow now, we think.
Okay.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without immediately stealing 10 Corvettes after you've been released from prison, you're doing okay.
What in the world? Help me help you,
so
dude.
Isaiah was released from prison, right?
Do we know what he was in there for to begin with? Was it like tied to this like next behavior?
Well, no, I don't know why he was in there before. All right. So anyways, he was arrested after he stole a semi truck from a truck stop in Arizona. So the semi was hauling 10 Corvettes.
He was just planning to steal one truck, but bonus, we got a bunch of Corvettes on it.
Yeah, bonus, I have $1.25 million worth of cars on it. So, obviously...
Listen, you need training to drive that kind of a vehicle as well.
Well, yeah, police...
I'm guessing he probably wasn't trained.
They didn't take him long to figure out where he was.
Well, yeah, that's a vehicle that you could probably spot pretty
easily. Right. So, when they were like, hey, why did you steal the semi with 8 or 10 Corvettes on it, he was like, well, has nothing to do with the Corvettes. I'm not a Corvette buff. I just needed a ride home.
Then call a friend. Call a family member. Call an Uber.
Yep.
Something.
Well, maybe he just wasn't thinking straight. He just had the warm sun hit his face for the first time in years, and he was just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that looks like it'll get me where I need to go.
This is the life. And then, wow, all right, I just need a ride home. How about this'll do?
I mean, of all of the places, all of the vehicles that he probably could have seen to try to, he picks that one. That's the one we pick.
That's
the
one he
picked. To learn how to drive. That is not an easy vehicle to drive.
No. But anyways, if you can manage to make it through the day without immediately stealing 10 Corvettes after you've been released from prison, you're doing okay.
Okay.
All right. Hey, listen. If you have a loved one locked up right now and maybe today is their release day and you are their ride...
Go pick them up.
I was going to say, don't forget, because we don't want an Isaiah situation here, okay?
No, he just felt like, there wasn't another answer, wasn't another way,
mm-hmm.
and this is not the way to do it.
Yep, that is your setting the bar story.